Daisy Carreño and her daughter Dayren Torres lost their home in the fires. They now live in a mobile home while they look for more permanent housing. From the first moments of the fire until today, Carreño feels that Spanish-speaking residents of the county have been treated unequally.
As Hispanics and immigrants, we want to know how the county will support us. We want any person that was affected to be taken into consideration and can have the benefits like a resident.
Being treated like any other resident and fully respected are at the heart of the group's demands. They also understand that it's impossible to go backwards, and that the key actions they'll be asking the county to take will cover the fire or earthquake or flood next time.
We would like to be informed and be prepared for the future. We are a hard-working community that works day after day to obtain a better county. We do not want to be the last in the line. We want to be equal.
Linda Evans is a member of the Immigrant Defense Task Force of the North Bay Organizing Project. NBOP is one organization that has taken the lead in convening other groups to call attention to these crucial issues.
We, as a task force, met with multiple people and organizations during the aftermath of the fires to hear the stories of Spanish-speaking people and other immigrants in the county and what they experienced during the fires and how difficult it was for them during the fires.
Y que nadie se pregunte por el estado migratorio de la persona.
Before memories fade, the coalition wants the county to promise in advance that in the next crisis, nobody will be asked their immigration status when seeking help. Ana Salgado has been working with the coalition to present its findings to the county.
Que los coordinadores voluntarios.
Volunteer coordinators will encourage Spanish-speaking volunteers. The food served will be multi-ethnic. Medical personnel and medical translators will be assigned to all assistance centers.
There's lingering bitterness over the role of the Red Cross during the disaster. We hope to have a response from the organization in coming days to the Spanish-speaking community's charges that Red Cross workers failed to show respect to Spanish-speaking residents.
Que se haga una queja formal.
Because of its staff's racism towards Spanish-speaking people, the Red Cross will receive a formal complaint from Sonoma County with a recommendation for community-based staff training because of the wildfires.
En este incendio.
Task Force member Linda Evans explains how the suggestions are being put forward.
We have submitted these recommendations to the Board of Supervisors and to the Department of Emergency Planning for the county and are advocating for them until we get actual resolution and implementation of the recommendations that we have made.
Linda Evans and other advocates will be attending the Sonoma County Board of Supervisors meeting June 11th, and they hope that others who support their cause will also show up. I'm Steve Mencher for KRCB's North Bay Report.